Good Friday morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner for this last Friday in the month of March. Here on KQWC, Pat Powers here with you for the weekly visit with our state representative, Shannon Latham from Sheffield. And Shannon, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. It's always great to visit with you.
Absolutely. So another busy week there in Des Moines for you and your colleagues there at the State House. There were some major bills looked at this week, wasn't there?
Yes, absolutely. So after 6 weeks of a lot of subcommittee and committee work, I am glad that I can finally report we had our first House debate. And one of the biggest bills, I believe, that was we passed off the floor this week was House File 2613. And what that bill did was increase supplemental state aid. That's often called SSA. And the House is proposing to increase that by 3%. And this is a number that's very much needed so our schools can begin working on their next fiscal year or their next calendar year budget. Not calendar year. Their next year school budget. I'll get it right yet.
Mm-hmm. And I think I was looking at this morning there, Shannon, another bill focused this week, and that had to do with the open meetings law. Did you have anything to do with that?
Yes, so that bill was debated yesterday on the floor. It was authored or sponsored by Representative Gary Moore, who's from the Quad Cities, and talked about the tragic loss of life as well as injury that occurred when the building collapsed. And he just shared a really, I think, emotional, personal experience on the floor for that. And really what this is doing is just making sure there's transparency in all aspects of government. So one of the excuses used was that people said, oh, we don't know what the open meetings law is. And so this requires that elected officials would have to do training for that.
And that will be going on, I believe, the Iowa Senate in the
Correct.
Next week or
yep.
so. So that's up to the Iowa Senate to make their approval on that. I'm sure they'll be coming up in the next
yeah.
week or so.
And I just wanted to add to that, Pat, too. I think, you know, this bill has some teeth in it, so people just can't play ignorance. If it becomes a habit, they could be removed from office for repeating the offense.
All right, so kind of watch that bill coming up in the next few weeks in the Iowa State Senate. I think there were some other educational issues, if I'm not mistaken, coming up this last week there, Shannon.
Yes, so the Iowa House also, what we did is after listening to, you know, a bunch of people from AEA, representatives, administrators, to superintendents and parents, it was really clear to us that we should break apart some aspects of that AEA bill, and one of them being teacher salary. So in the governor's original proposal, teacher salary increases were part of that, so we broke that out as a separate bill. We also then we've talked about it, but we haven't yet brought it to the floor, and that is the House version of the AEA bill. So, again, that topic continued to take a great deal of our time this week. So those are a couple of what's happening in education. I'm not sure if there was something else specifically that you wanted to visit with about education.
But the AEA continues to be big news down in Des Moines, and it was covered last week. Were there any other discussions this
yeah.
past week?
Yeah, so there was a public hearing on that bill, so we were required to have a public hearing before we can vote on that. So the new bill number, I believe, is House File 2612, and that passed last week through the House Education Committee, and then they had, like I said, the public hearing this week. I want to point out that there are three really important differences in this version of the House bill. So we did not bring forward the governor's proposal, which is the one that passed through the funnel on the Senate side. Instead, the House Education Committee and subcommittee members drafted a new bill, and the three important differences are the House bill does not disrupt special education services, the House bill does not terminate any employees of the AEA, and the House bill does not prohibit the AEA from performing any of its current services. Now, I'll admit that media services over time would be something schools could choose whether or not to participate, but in the first year, no changes are made to the media services. And then the House version of the bill also addresses AEA administrator salaries. So those are a few of the important differences from the original proposal.
There was also a bill this week in the Iowa State House there, Shannon, regarding older teens, briefly in charge of infants and toddlers. Did you have anything to do with that?
Oh, yeah, so that was also discussed. And what that would, that is just really short term. So if somebody needed to leave the room to go to the bathroom or take a phone call or something like that, that that it would be okay just, you know, momentarily to leave a team in charge.
And that was approved this week by the Iowa House, and I'm sure that's going on to the Senate, I believe, next, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So we've covered much of the bills we had this past week. Shannon, what's coming up this next week in Des Moines?
Yeah, I think we'll continue to talk more about education. That AEA bill will continue to be, I think, even more in the forefront next week. We also have a bill that increases teacher pay. The governor proposed that in her condition of the state address. And one thing I've heard a lot of comments on about that bill is that there really becomes disparity then. While people appreciate the increase for starting teacher salary, it creates a disparity between those who have been teaching, especially years 11 and above. So we're taking a look at that. The House has a new bill on that. The House version increases the minimum teacher salary from $33,500 to $47,500 beginning next year, and then it would increase it to $50,000 the following year. I know a lot of other comments I've received from school administrators and school board members is how would that be sustained? So I think that is a fair question that we need to answer. And so what the House has done is taken a look at providing additional funds for teacher salary supplement, and that's TSS money. And then we also, like I said, propose to increase that supplemental state aid or SSA to 3%. Mm-hmm. So both of those would help give schools additional money that would provide them with some flexibility to be able to sustain those teacher salaries. So I think we'll hear a lot more discussion, especially on those two bills, next week.
All right, so look forward to that. And just a friendly reminder that the program tomorrow with Dennis Goof and yourself, that will not be taking place, but instead on March 2nd, and that will be held at the Chelsvig Center at Iowa Central in Webster City starting 11 o'clock until noon. So if you'd like to talk with Dennis Goof and yourself there, Shannon, they can stop by Webster City's Iowa Central campus next Saturday, March 2nd for that.
Yes, we're just postponing it a week. So thank you for making sure that people were aware of that.
All right. So, Shannon, we'll talk with you again next week at the same time.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Pat. Have a great week.